Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Great to be with you again. Super excited to chat. Today, we're going to talk about, I feel like every day, I'm sorry, I've got something in my throat that I just cannot get out. I feel like every time we do this, there's always, I just so you guys know how we pick these topics, we're constantly hearing from you guys what you like, what you don't like, what stresses you out, what freaks you out. So it's always kind of an opportunity to get to talk to you about what's shaking. And I want to tell you, please, we start doing these live first and then going to the podcast and the video. And the reason we do that is because it's a lot more fun. Sometimes I get a lot of what you guys want, but there's questions you'll have that I'll forget. So please, as we're talking through this stuff, if there's something you have a question about or you want to add or I think would be good for us to touch on, I've kind of got an outline of what I want to do, but I want to make sure that we're doing what you want. So everyone that's live, feel free to put in the chat, say, hey, let us know how you're doing. If you've got any questions or things you want me to address, we'll do that and make all these broadcasts better. So today we're talking about, hello, Denise, by the way. We're talking about how to bid a job the right way. And the issue with this is if you bid, you guys all know, if you've been in the cleaning business more than 9 seconds, if you bid it too high, we feel like, oh, we're going to lose and we're never going to be able to grow, right? We can't ever have any new customers. But the problem is if we bid too low, which is a mistake a lot of us make, we don't make any money. And that's even more frustrating because then your company's growing, you're doing all this work, but you don't get the financial rewards for it. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. It can get you either way. So if you're not able to get this figured out, the reality is having coached, you know, hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies is the profitability and viability of your business rides on this one thing. If you can't get this figured out, you either won't be profitable or you won't be able to grow. And it can, this one thing can absolutely stick it to you. And the good news is if you get it fixed right, because I talked to you guys, so many of you don't have this right. You will just have a huge leg up when you've got profit enough to actually do the work and do it well and still have money left over for client attraction, surprise and delight, and paying your employees and all that good stuff. You do this right, you're gonna have a massive leg up and advantage over your competition. So let's jump right in. So many of us believe, and we gotta kill this just foundational, just dream killer right off the bat. If I lose a bit over price, I should lower my prices, right? Johnny says, good afternoon, good to have you. Yeah, if I lose a bit over price, I priced it too high. That is absolutely, it can be the case, but it is doesn't, it's not always, right? If you lose a bit over price, the first thing I'm going to do is, was that the right person? Was that the right customer? Because a lot of times we'll get the wrong customers and they're just not a fit, right? We get, I don't know, a couple hundred, more than 200, I think, requests for help every month. And we will only accept maybe 10 or 20, right? Because a lot of them aren't the right customers, aren't the right fit. We're really clear on who we want to work with. So just because you lose a bit over price, we can look at your pricing. That doesn't mean your pricing is perfect, but it doesn't always mean that you should lower your price, right? So first and foremost, check to make sure if it's the right fit. If you're bidding for the right person who just cares about price, and that's not your, you know, you're not the Walmart of cleaning companies, then it's the wrong person. Also, we got to make sure you understand what they're looking for, right? Sometimes we don't really understand their pain and we try to offer a solution that doesn't match up with what they need. So make sure that we don't have that belief. Second, a lot of us, so many believe, and this is the killer, please jump in and argue with me if you like or disagree or agree. A lot of us believe, well, it's okay to do low margin jobs, right? Well, I've got this job and trust me, because I talk to you guys every day, but you know, I've had them forever. You don't understand. They're my first customer. They're big customers. We've got 1,000 reasons why it's okay to do a job that we know we're not making money on or making enough money on. The reality is we have a finite amount of time and a finite amount of money. And we don't, especially as small business owners, you don't have one extra moment or dollar or any capacity to waste on people that aren't real customers. And so some of the people actually are, we'll kind of walk through what this can look like. First and foremost, you could literally be writing a check for the privilege of doing the work for them, right? We've got folks that their hard cost, their labor cost to do a job might be $800 a month. And they're billing out $750. So you are physically writing a check. The other people might be like, well, my hard cost is $800, but I'm making $1,000, right? So there's $200. That's fine. The problem is that they're still not even covering their overhead, right? And a lot of us think, well, but if I fire them, my overhead won't go down. We kind of think like each company, because we can't associate certain amounts of overhead to that, it still takes up the time and availability. So you're like, well, my office rents the same $1,000 a month. If I fire this customer, I'll lose that margin and that overhead, but my office rent won't go down. But the reality is, any customer that you have is taking up space and time and money, right? Hey, Melissa, glad to have you. Says great topic. Glad to share it. Every customer you have is taking up capacity for you to focus, right? And if they're a bad customer, it's not making any money. Not only do you not aren't making money from them, but they're kind of taking up time and energy you could spend attracting the right customer, serving the right customer, right? The example I always give is you'll see people in bad relationships, and they're like, there's no other guys or girls out there. They just can't kind of see it. But as soon as they exit that relationship, their eyes are open to all these other amazing partners that they could be with and spend time with. But because they've got the wrong person in their life, they just can't see it. So same thing, we've got bad customers in your life. It really takes up space mentally, emotionally, physically in your business to that good customers can't come in. Harjun, oh my goodness, that's a hard name. Says greetings from London, Ontario. Good to have you. Monster Maintenance, beautiful. Mostar Maintenance. All right, so just make sure that we're not making excuses. And again, if you are a non-for-profit, do what you want. If you want to do stuff and break even, God bless. But if you're in this business to make money, it sounds simple, but a lot of people make it harder than it is. If you're in this business to make money, you have to get rid of customers that aren't making money, right? Is that fair? Give me a thumbs up or some love if that makes sense to you. And again, feel free to post in the comments if you've got any questions. Another belief that's going to kill you that will screw us up is I should bid based on their budget, right? Like, well, if their budget's $1,000, maybe I should try and work that in. The reality is you should find customers who have the budget to meet your business goals. And that's a big, it sounds like a small shift. It's a huge shift. So many go like, I just have to have customers. I need to grow constantly. And we treat every customer the same, whether they're good or bad. We treat them all the same. The reality is what we really want to do, because so many of us don't, and this is one of the reasons in our clean profit method, we kind of step by step, you do the right steps in the right order. We always start with our goals, right? It's really important you go, what life do I want to have, right? Starting first and foremost. And then and that's in terms of time. And then what kind of time and money freedom will I need to have that life, right? How much per month, money per month is going to need to come in to get that kind of freedom? Oh, look at all the thumbs up. How much time and money is going to have to come in to have that life. And then we create the business that is going to give us that time and money so we can live the life that we want. Same goes with bidding. Once you're clear on what you want your business, what you want your life to look like, and what your business needs to generate to create that life, now we can specifically find customers and jobs that are going to be able to move you towards your business goals. So many times we'll take a customer, maybe it's a big customer, but it's not making profit, or we can have a big customer that increases our revenue, but takes us further away from our goals. So we want to make sure that every customer we take is making us closer to our goals. We're not just churning, right? We're not just getting customers, because that's when people come to me all burnt out. So really important that instead of bidding based on your customer's budget, you're finding customers who have the right budget and the right needs that you can solve that meet your business goals. Another thing that people say, well, yeah, I know I was too big because someone else came in half the price, right? Like somehow someone like way, way, way less. So I must have been too high. The reality is we have no idea what's going on in their business. We don't know if they're making money or losing money. We don't know if they've got a rich uncle who's propping this thing up. We don't know if they're doing all the work themselves. We don't know if they've got insurance. We don't even know if they're going to do the job they're committed to do, right? We don't know anything about their business, but somehow, we take business coaching for them. Well, they bid less, so somehow I have to change what I'm doing. So we really, really want to make sure that you are not doing that. And then the next thing is like, you think, oh, I should bid based on my gut, right? Based on what I think the other bidders are going to do, based on what I think the project is, how much I quote unquote think I can get. The reality is you should bid based on hard data that's again tied to your profit goals, right? So instead of making stuff up and just trying to get every job that we can, we want to know this is the prime. We coach to a 20% profit, but you've got to bid based off of hard data, based on your profit goals. And you'll get some, you'll lose some. So what? Someone's waiting. It's fine. Eric said, "Hey, Eric Woodson, nice to have you, man. So excited." He's one of our brand new elite members. Lou enrolled him. Good to see you, buddy. Can't wait to see you on the elite call on Tuesday. So glad you're here. All right, so we got to kill that nonsense of I've got to look at what other people do, and if other people bid way too cheap, I've done something wrong, or I'm going to bid based on my gut. It should be based on numbers and your goals, and that's it. We take all the emotion out of it. Hey, Amanda, good to have you. Another belief we have that will waste tons of time and money and really mess with your head is I have to bid on every job. If someone invites me to a bid, I don't have to bid. Bull to the crap. Again, of all the people that come to us for help, we don't make an offer to quite a few of them because we don't think they're right fit. You can do the same thing. Just because someone wants to bid does not mean that you have to bid. We only want to invest our time, which is, believe it or not, much more when we come to a business. Money's important, time's more, right? You can always get more money, but once a minute, a second, an hour is spent, is gone. That's why I feel so important about these broadcasts. I never want to waste any of your time. I want to make sure these are absolutely action-packed for you. So the reality is, because we have so little time, we can't invest any of that precious resource on customers we know aren't a fit, right? Because their budget's no good, because they're not a core values match, because the problem that they want solved is not one that you can solve, because they're not committed to solving their problem. There's lots and lots of reasons they're not a good fit. And you don't want to bid just because, well, they have to bid. You know, lots of people call us that we don't make an offer to because we don't feel like they're a good fit. And that's A-okay. I think the biggest thing that's going to eat your guys' lunch is this crazy belief it's all about the cheapest price, right? It couldn't be further from the truth. And it's not that price has no bearing on the conversation, because it most certainly does. But that if you believe it's just the cheapest price and that's who's going to win, you got to get out of this business. It's going to eat your lunch. It's going to kill you. The reality is they want someone who they know in their bones understands them. And they believe, they know that that person, because they understand them, will solve their problem. And let me give you the magic about that. Really, if you do a good job understanding people's pain and what they're dealing with and communicating that pain back to them, they will assume that you are the one to solve their problem. So we spend so much time selling. We're smart. We know this. Your people suck. The new people, all that stuff. No, Jason Johnson in the house says, no pain, no bid. If you're writing anything down, no pain, no sale. That's what I always say. No pain, no sale ever. And if you know that there's no sale, why waste your time on a bid, right? So if you're writing stuff down, that's a writer downer. No pain, no sale. So that would mean, again, obviously you don't have to bid every job. So the reality is it's much more important that you understand the problem they're trying to solve and why they have that problem and how that problem affects their life than you being the cheapest price, right? Because so many times, and some, believe it or not, sometimes the cheapest price can throw people off, right? Like when I'm looking to really solve a problem that's important to me, if somebody's super cheap, I go, I don't, something's fishy, right? Like we just bought a BMW. Someone had been like, oh, I can get it to you for $8,000 and I know it's a $40,000 car, I wouldn't be comforted by that cheap price. I go, something's fishy, something's wrong, right? I know this isn't going to solve my problem. So it's really important that we don't focus on selling and trying to get people to do people that do things they don't want to do or you want them to do. And we spend all of our time understanding what they want in their life, in their business, how it affects them, why that's important to them, and most importantly, how to communicate it to them so they know that you're the one that can help them. Once you do that, then the price comes into play. So typically the reality is people will take the cheapest price they think can actually help them or solve their problem, right? So if you don't have to be the cheapest, you just have to be the cheapest that they know can solve their problem. And if you do a good job, you're the only one they believe can solve their problem. Price doesn't become an issue. So, you know, people always say like, what's your marketing budget? And I think that's a crazy question because the reality is, well, it depends if it works or not. If you spend $500 on marketing that does not attract any clients, that's really expensive. If you attract $5,000, or if you spend $5,000 on a campaign that attracts $10,000 a month of clients, well, that's very cheap, right? So it's not about price, it's about results. Your customers are the same way. They want the cheap, it's expensive for it not to work. If they spend $500 on getting their office clean and stuff gets stolen, or they're not compliant, or they're not insured, or something happens, or there's a crappy job cleaning, that can be very expensive because the person managing the cleaning crews is expensive to them. But if, I forget what the, what did I say, $500? So if $500 doesn't get it done, that's expensive. But if $800, they got insured, they're covered, it doesn't take any time, their life is great, that $800 can be much cheaper than the $500. So first and foremost, we got to look at what cost means to them as opposed to just putting it all into dollars and cents. Which leads kind of to the next thought of you. The belief that people get is, you know, so many customers are like, I don't want to be the cheapest, right? They get that that won't work. And that's, you know, race to the bottom is just a race out of business. But I don't want to be the most expensive. I kind of want to be in the middle, maybe a little on the high end of the middle. The reality is if you can't be the cheapest, which you can't, or you can't be the cheapest and stay in business, because there's always some new guy that doesn't know how to bid who's going to come underbid you, right? Or you could be that new guy and you could be out of business in a month. But the reality is you're never going to be able to be the cheapest. And if you could, you don't want to be. you might as well be the most expensive, right? Because the people that are all about price are always going to take the cheapest. So second cheapest gets you no points other than you get some jobs with no margin, but you're not going to get the cheap job. The people deciding on price aren't going to go with you. You're going to go with the cheapest guy. So if you can't be the cheapest, you might as well be the most expensive. So at least you have enough money to do client attraction and to do a good job. DJ says, huff, huff, I made it. Welcome, buddy. So that's that's another writer downer. If we're writing stuff down in addition to no pain, no sale, we also want to have, if you can't be the cheapest, you want to be the most expensive. So the beauty of all this, and there's been no questions. I am shocked. So many people have so much to say or questions or thoughts or feedback on bids. I'm surprised you guys don't have more stuff. And I'm about to wrap up. So there's your 2-minute warning. If you'd like me to give you some feedback on something specific, let me know. But the beauty of understanding how to bid properly, not only on how much to bid, so that there's two pieces. I'm going to give you all the benefits. One is what to bid, and the other one is how to present your bid. And we're going to talk about both of those really quickly. Once you know how much to bid and you have that confidence, it does all the difference in the world. There's something about confidence and knowing. When people are like, well, can you sharpen your pencil? And I don't know, and blah, 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 blah. That lack of confidence will eat your lunch. And you're always worried if you get the bid, crap, I went too cheap. And if you lose the bid, crap, I went too expensive. But once you do it based on math and your goals and you know how to present your bid in the right amount, you've got all this confidence. You can sleep easier. Your life is just better. And that confidence, believe it or not, makes you close more sales, right? When you are like, I don't know, I'll charge less. Is this enough? How do you do? They know that you're weak. When you just come in and go, this is the right price. If you really want to solve your problem, we can do it. Here's the price. Let's get going. That gives them confidence and you're confident. You have confidence. That gives them confidence. It's awesome. So that's the first half. Once you know how much to bid, you get confidence that closes more deals and makes your life so much more pleasant. The second piece is once you know how to present your bid the right way, that's huge because so many people just put the number, right? Or they make it all about them. We've been in business as long and we're great and here's us. And they make it all about them. And, or they'll just present, you know, they just want the bid. Here's the bid, right? So the two things, once you know how much to bid and how to present your bid the right way, so it focuses on their pain and they understand that you can solve it. Once you get that down, all you need is the right leads and you grow as fast as you want, right? That really is it. If you're stuck, half the time it's bidding and then half the time it's getting people to bid in front of. So once you solve the problem, if I know exactly how much to bid, I can confidently communicate with my customer, I understand their pain, I know how to solve it. Once you solve that, all we need is the right amount of leads. And obviously we can help you do that. So the solution is systems and math. If you really want to dive into this, you're like, I want to have this in my life, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts. I would start with the free on-demand training right at the top. Totally free. Just sign up for it. There's nothing even for sale on it. And you'll get the key systems that we found, some of the math we walk you through on the bids. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. That is where I would go. All right, guys. So good. Wait a second. Denise says, I've also had clients come back after saying no and think the price was too high. And I knew it was right. Takes them some time to realize. Abso-frickin-lutely. And I'll tell you what oftentimes that looks like is they try and go with the other one who quits or doesn't have insurance or flakes out, as opposed to telling you that they just come back. Also, the corollary to that is a lot of times people, you'll lose a job and they're like, oh, we're going to go somewhere cheaper. Those are your best prospects like 6 months later. Melissa's when bidding, I have the confidence in my prices, but struggle with getting them to give you the pain. They just want the bid and know how to get them to open up. That's a great question. The beautiful thing is people love to talk, right? So when we're struggling to get their pain. Oh, I'm wrapping up. Everybody's got questions. how do we get people to give their pain? Really, it's just asking questions. People love to share. And the thing that usually holds them up is they don't think you have their best interest at heart. So if you go in trying to sell them something and trying to get their pain to manipulate them, they'll get closed off. But if they understand that you really want to help them and you're confident and competent to help them, they'll share. And again, a lot of times we talk about how you do the marketing, how you do the client attraction, which is what we do and we teach in our system, is we get people to come to us and we give a lot of value beforehand. So by the time they come to us, they already know, like, and trust us and they're ready for help and they trust us with their pain. So how you get them to come to you has a lot to do, Melissa, with how to get them to open up. Jose says, what's the average overhead the janitorial business should have? That's something we really go through in our courses. TJ says, how can you know you've uncovered their pain? Some people talk emotionally about their problems, but back down when you give them the price. Great question. That's an advanced topic for probably beyond today, but you can tell just by cues, right? If they're giving you answers that are like, yep, bah, 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 that's, they, you don't have pain. If they're emotional, like, holy crap, I'm so frustrated with these cleaners. It makes me crazy. I can't do it. I got to get this fixed. You can kind of tell. Now, just to understand, no pain equals no sale. That doesn't mean every time you get pain, you're going to get a sale. There's other things that come into it. But if you don't at least have the pain, there's nothing to talk about. You'll never get a sale. Once you've got the pain, they still, A, have to have the budget. And if they don't, then it's the wrong customer. And they have to understand that you can solve it and really just being able to communicate. All right, we are going way over time. I promise we will do this again. Go to Grow My Cleaning Company for all the resources that we have. Eric Woodson's got a question. I promise we'll talk about that on Tuesday or post it in the elite group and we can answer it there or open a help ticket, one of our elite members. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will get the systems, everything that we have, all the value we offer to growing your cleaning company, on how to get clients, how to bid, all that good stuff. We'll see you there. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.